creating weather effects from household recordings, advanced drum and bass sound design in Ableton Live. Alright, for this lesson we're doing something that sounds almost too simple and then it turns into a seriously pro workflow. We're going to take recordings from your house, like a shower, a kettle, plastic bags, keys, window blinds, even a fridge hum, and we're going to turn them into convincing weather effects that actually fit inside a drum and bass mix. And when I say fit, I mean they sit around rolling drums and heavy bass without muddying the low end, without stealing the snare crack, and without becoming the annoying wide hiss that disappears in mono. This is advanced, so we're focusing on tight editing, spectral shaping, resampling, rack macros, and arrangement choices that make weather effects feel alive, not pasted on. By the end, you'll have four core tools: a loopable ring bed rack that fills the air but stays out of the way, a wind riser or sweep that you can automate into drops, a thunder hit that's huge but controlled, and a hail or granular sparkle layer that adds motion, especially in intros and breakdowns. Then we'll print everything with a resampling workflow so you build a reusable personal weather library. Let's start at the source, because the recording choices matter more than people think. When you record household sounds, you want two kinds of material. One is steady noise, like the shower, a faucet, a kettle boil, ventilation. That becomes beds, wind, fog, atmosphere. The other is sharp transient stuff, like rice shaking in a container, keys tapping, coins, a door slam. That becomes hail detail, ice ticks, and thunder impacts. Record 30 to 90 seconds per source so you have options for looping. And do multiple distances, close and far. Far recordings are how you get realism and depth without needing fancy plugins. Also grab one clean take and one aggressive take. Shake the bag harder. Slam the door harder. Give yourself contrast. Sound design is easier when you have dynamics baked in. Now jump into Ableton and set up a clean session, so you're not fighting organization while you're trying to be creative. Make four audio tracks: raw rain, raw wind, RAW thunder, raw hail. Set your tempo to the track. For DNB, let's say 174 BPM. For noise textures like rain and wind, warp mode on complex or complex pro generally works. For transient detail like hail ticks, use beats warp with transients preserved hard so it stays crisp. Then group all your raw tracks into a group called weather design. That group becomes your weather instrument. Quick mindset shift before we build anything. In drum and bass, weather effects are arrangement tools. They're great in intros, breakdowns, pre-drop tension, and to fill space after drops. But if you blast full band rain through the entire drop, you're usually just masking your own drums. So we're going to design them so they can be loud when needed, and polite when the groove is the focus. Now rain bed. This is your glue layer. Take your shower or faucet recording and drag it onto RAW rain. Find a section with stable intensity, usually 2 to 8 bars worth. Loop it, and turn on clip crossfade so it loops smoothly. That little crossfade is one of the most underrated pro steps. If your loop clicks or surges, it instantly sounds fake. Now build the chain, stock Ableton devices only. First, utility, get your gain under control. Set the level so you're hitting around minus 18 to minus 12 dB before effects. That headroom is what lets your reverb and modulation sound classy instead of crunchy. Then EQ8. And this is where you make it DNB safe. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 HC. Steep slope. Do not negotiate with this. Rain does not need low end in a DNB track. Your bassline owns that space. Next, check the snare area. If your snare loses crack when the rain is on, it's often because the rain has a dense band in the 2 to 4K range. Dip it a couple dB if needed. Then if you want that mist feeling, a gentle high shelf around 10 to 14K. Just a little. Don't overdo it or it becomes brittle. If the recording is mono, add chorus ensemble and ensemble mode. Keep it slow and subtle. You're not trying to make it sound like a synth pad. You're trying to create width and motion that feels like air moving. Then add auto filter for movement. A low pass at around 6 to 12K can be really musical here, because you can automate it later for the pre-drop vacuum trick. Add a tiny LFO amount, slow rate like quarter note or eighth note. The goal is micro variation, not wobble. Real rain shifts constantly, but it doesn't LFO like a dubstep bass. Then reverb. Hall algorithm works great. Keep it controlled. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the rain stays forward and the reverb sits behind it. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 HZ, and high cut it somewhere around 7 to 10K so you don't get fizzy hash in the top end. dry/wet around 10 to 20% if it's inserted. If you're more serious about mix control, and you should be at this level, put the main reverb on a return instead. We'll talk about that in a minute. Teacher note, rain is usually better in the sides than the center. The center is for kick, snare, and bass, so either widen it and then carve the mid, or use a mid/side approach. A practical way is an audio effect rack with two chains, one mid chain, one side chain. On the mid chain, set utility width to 0 and make it slightly darker with EQ. On the side chain, keep it wide and airy. Then keep the mid chain quieter. That one move can take your rain from cool sound to mix ready. Next, wind. Wind is your tension builder and transition tool. Use kettle boil, vent noise, or fridge hum as the body. Then layer plastic bag swells as the gust phrasing. The bag is important because it gives you those natural surges that feel like storm movement. Now make a wind riser rock with an audio effect rack, and we'll map the important controls so you can perform it. Chain 1 is wind body. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 220, then sweep for nasty resonances, often 1 to 2K, and notch them. Then saturator, light drive, soft clip-on. You're densifying the wind so it reads in a busy DNB context. Then auto filter. Use band pass 12 or low pass 24. Add a bit of resonance. Map filter frequency to macro 1 and name it rise. Chain 2 is air and whistle. Add redux, subtle. Downsample a bit. Reduce bit depth slightly. This gives modern edge, like that crisp techie air you hear in Euro and minimal rollers. Then reverb, longer decay and utility to make it wide. Now arrangement automation, over 8 to 16 bars before a drop. Automate macro 1 from around 400 Hz up to 10K. That rising focus is what creates anticipation. Push reverb a little near the end, then cut it right before the drop so the drop hits clean. And a sneaky move, reduce the wind gain by 1 or 2 dB exactly at the drop so it doesn't smear the transient impact. Your ears will still feel the transition, but your drums will punch harder. Pro move, resample the riser and reverse it. That gives you instant suction and pull, and you can layer the forward and reversed versions for that gravity feeling into the drop. Now thunder. Thunder is basically an impact, but in DNB it has to behave. Take a door slam recording as the transient body, and layer low room hum underneath for sustain. That fridge hum or ventilation tone is perfect. It's like a free sub tail. On the thunder chain, start with drum bus. Drive a bit, and use boom tuned around 20 to 40 Hz, but be careful. Boom is powerful and can destroy headroom fast. Keep the amount controlled, and use damp to keep it from getting too flabby. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to tighten sub rumble. If you need more weight, a small bell boost around 60 to 90. Then dip 180 to 350 if it's muddy. Add saturator, soft clip, just enough to make it loud without peaks. For reverb, use a return if possible. Long haul or plate, but high pass that reverb return hard, like 250 to 500 Hz, so the tail doesn't fight your res or sub. Placement tip, put thunder half a bar to 2 bars before the drop or use it as call and response in a breakdown. Avoid placing it right on the snare unless you deliberately want that cinematic snare overlay. Most of the time, you want your snare to be the loudest statement in that moment. Now hail and granular sparkle. This is the high-end motion layer that makes intros feel expensive. Record rice or lentils shaking in a container, plus light key taps. Load it into simpler in slice mode, slice by transient, and set playback to gate so it's tight. Program subtle 16th or 32nd patterns that lock with a break. Think of it like ghost note energy, but in the weather layer. Processing, EQ 8 high pass anywhere from 700 to 1500 Hz so it stays purely top to tail. Use drum bus transients to push attack, then a fast gate after it, not sidechained, just to shorten tails. That combo is counterintuitive but it works. Crisp pellets, no fizzy wash. Add auto pan with an 8th or 16th rate, moderate amount, and phase at 180 so it moves wide. Then a delay or echo on a 16th or dotted 8th, low feedback. Filtered bright but not harsh. You want motion, not chaos. Now let's level up the realism with 2 coaching upgrades. First, treat weather as 3 layers, like drums. Bed is continuous. Gusts are phrases. Details are events. Route each layer to its own bus so you can EQ and sidechain differently. Most muddy weather is actually bus management failure, not sound design. Second, build a weather control return track. Put your big space on a return and send multiple weather tracks into it. Try hybrid reverb with convolution plus a little algorithmic, then EQ 8 high pass around 300 to 600, notch any ringing, and then a compressor sidechain from your drum group doing just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Now your weather shares one coherent space that ducks with the drums automatically. It's way easier than juggling separate reverbs per track. Now, resampling. This is where advanced workflows separate from cool experiment sessions. Make a new audio track called Print Weather. Set audio from to your weather design group, or to individual tracks if you want separate prints. Arm it and record 16 to 32 bars while you perform your macros. Ride the filter. Pro the send. Change width. Mute for quick gaps. Do 2 or 3 takes. Then pick the best moments and comp them like vocals. Weather feels alive when it has phrasing. Consolidate the best sections and save them into your user library under something like samples, Weather FX, Household Session 01. You are building a personal signature library, and it will speed up every future track. Now mix integration, sidechain and frequency discipline. Put a compressor on rain and wind. Sidechain from your kick and snare bus or full drum group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. The weather should breathe around the groove. EQ reality checks. If your bass feels smaller when the rain is on, raise the rain high pass up to 250 to 400. If the snare loses snap, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 k on rain and wind. If hats get harsh, tame 7 to 10k gently, and do a mono check early. Put utility on your master and set width to 0 temporarily. If your wide rain vanishes or turns into an ugly whistle, fix it now, not at the end. Common mistakes to avoid. Leaving low end in rain and wind, instant mud. Oververbing everything, you lose punch and depth. Too much stereo width. During the drop, mono compatibility suffers and drums feel weak. No automation, static weather always sounds fake. And accidentally placing big effects right on top of snares, killing transient clarity. Now let's do a quick guided practice setup. About 20 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.